This tape is not a complete recording of the original seance. Part of the seance was personal to Mrs. Creed, and only the general and interesting remarks made by Frederick Chopin have been re-recorded for replay to the public.
This seance was recorded on the 26th of March, 1956. Private appointment for Rose Creed. Medium Leslie Flint.
Gadgets.
I'm sitting here in all impatience.
You always are impatient. That is your big trouble. Why? Why should you be impatient?
Oh, well, I so thrilled last time with all the things that you said.
It is very difficult to explain, though, because it is that we have to go back and back and back in time and resurrect, you know, all sorts of memories which are, to some extent, become dimmed. But the man issue, the main points,
yes,
I can retell, but a lot of the things have been lost, you know.
Yes, but whatever you can retain, Frederick, do tell us.
Very difficult to make people realize what make a person complete, you know.
Well, I think I'm beginning to realize now, because I have this recording.
There are so many people in your world who do not realize the essentials to make a person complete. There are many aspects of character, individuality, personality, but every aspect is important to the whole.
Yes.
Complete oneness is something which can only be achieved after centuries of experience in many lives, in many bodies. The body is only like the shell, as you know, it is only the vehicle which feels and is used to express, and a person who thinks that one life is sufficient to know and to develop the personality, develop a completeness, well, is foolish. So many people think from birth to grave that is man's life, that is only one aspect, is only one little part of the complete.
Well, when they're complete and they leave the earth altogether, Frederick, what personality do they take on if they've lived so many times on earth and had so many of them?
Well, I try to explain to you that the physical body, it is of little consequence, I stated that it is necessary to have, while you are on the earth, to express yourself as a human being, but it is only the outer aspect, it is not reality, it is only the shell. Well, that is of no consequence here. Over here, flesh and blood cannot exist, only the spirit. And the outer covering of the spirit can take many forms, you see, whereas in your world you can only take one form, that is the form that you have been given from birth, which develops and grows.
Yes.
Such as, shall we say, Rose Creed, as you know Rose Creed physically.
Yes.
The spirit is not so, shall we say, inhibited, it is not so held back in its development. Over here we can take many forms according to our whim, although as you develop high, far removed from material things and condition and thought, where, in other words, where the body, the outer covering, is of little consequence, you can become completely invisible. In other words, you need not have an outer form. In the highest form of development, it is not necessary to have the shell or the covering, but we can assume, for instance, I invariably assume the physical outer appearance of Chopin, as you have known me.
Yes.
But if I wish, that is, if I concentrate my thoughts sufficiently, I could return to you, not as Chopin at all, but as one of my former selves.
Oh, I see. You know that spirit photograph of yours with the shape of the keyboard?
Yes.
Now, how did that appear like that? What is that supposed
well,
to
be? Well, it is not complete. It is a mental process that we adopt. For instance, you see, we have laws. Yes, we have method we can adopt, and we can use certain laws to create. You see, after all, life is creative. Over here we have learned how to create. In other words, for instance, if I want to build up, that is, so that you can see me, I can mentally use my power, what you would call concentration.
Yes.
Utilizing atomic condition or vibration of power, which you at the moment have no knowledge of, but which is all around you. In other words, I can draw, not only when we try to build up, so far I have not succeeded, but for instance, we don't only have to draw from the human body, we can draw from nature, which is a great source of supply in all kinds of manifestation. For instance, when you use a room such as this indefinitely for a long period for special experiments, the room is impregnated with a tremendous force which we can use, which is very essential to the reproduction of the voice, for instance, but in later, I hope, to build the physical outer covering of the body.
Yes.
So that you can see a resemblance. Sometimes it is not, perhaps shall we say, complete. You only have a hazy outline or hazy idea of what we're trying to construct, such as in the photograph.
Yes.
In that, for instance, we're able to, out of the environment. Now, for instance, you take this room. So far you have not received any successful result with picture. But in my cell, there is tremendous power. There's one reason why I want to go to Mallorca.
Yes.
Because it has for many centuries been used for prayer, devotion, by men of good living whose aspirational thought has been on the whole very high. It was then used by various people since, but it has left behind tremendous force, and owing to the altitude, the high altitude, there is a clarity of condition in nature, and great strength is drawn from the surroundings, apart from the actual building of the monastery, and also my music, which I compose some of my best work is partly due to not only my own emotional state of mind at the time, but also drawing from the psychic force, which is very strong and powerful. That was what made me, in a very short time, how you say, make possible the element of the picture. Next time you go, this time, then I hope really to accomplish something in the way of photograph, apart from other things I have in mind, I hope. But it was not completely formed when the picture was taken, but nevertheless it showed the amount of power which is generated, particularly in that room, and which can be used at a certain time to, especially, to build. Unfortunately, I tell you last time, long time ago, that the atmosphere is often disturbed by so many strange people in and out. And that is the big problem. When I suggest that you go in the spring, I think to myself, perhaps it would be less disturbed by so many people. But we have to do the best we can. And the fact is that I have arranged for you to go is something, because it would have been impossible for you to have gone normally this year unless we do it the way we do it, you know. But nevertheless, we are going to have, I hope, opportunity when people clear out, you know, when they disappear. Like, well, we see, I have plans, strange things, in the garden too. I want you to try.
In the garden?
I don't know how to find words, you know. It is, you see, the people of Adamosa, apart from a certain number of people, of course, who I suppose one must expect are very materialistic, but majority are very simple, are very much like nature children, you know. And there is a great force there of elemental spirits. I don't know how to put this. You know, some people in your world think all this is silly, but we must remember that the creator, or in creation, there is many forms of life. If there is life as we know in various aspects of nature, in such as shrubbery, flowers, in trees, and in rock formation, if there is life as we know in all nature, there's every reason to believe, and I know there is a smaller kingdom of smaller people who are undeveloped, but they are nature souls, and they are part of nature's plan. I know some people won't understand this, but in my little garden, which is very small, there are the spirits, or I suppose you would call them spirits, but they are not mischievous or dangerous. Yes, what you call the fairy kingdom. My music attracted them a long time ago. Oh, this all sounds so silly.
No, no, it isn't silly. It's wonderful. I've been longing to see fairies ever since I can
remember. Well, I don't know if you will see them, but they have a great power in nature. And you know, they work under instruction, and they can be used by souls on this side to do certain work. But I think this all sounds so silly to me.
No, Frederick, it isn't silly at all to me.
When you go up the mountain,
yes,
you feel, when you come into Vadimosa, a difference, I think. If you don't feel it, I shall be surprised. Because it is a part of the world which is very blessed. Unfortunately, it is becoming spoiled. And it is difficult to say how long it will retain that naturalness and its power. But I want so many things. I want to fix, for it is spoiled. That's why I say to you, last year, you go this year. I want you to go soon, quick, you know what I mean? Not wait several years, when now it has become so popular, the power may decrease.
Oh dear.
You see? I don't know. I must go. Goodbye.
Oh, goodbye, and thank you so much for coming, Frederick.
Oh, it is all right. It is my happiness to come. Goodbye.